Hello and welcome to the Playground Podcast. I'm Chris Byrne with my co-host and cohort, Richard Gottlieb, on the keys, as always. And we are so excited today because we've got a great show for you. The Playground Podcast is brought to you by Global Toy Experts, Beacon Media Group, and The Toy Guy. And today, we're going to the Midwest because we're talking to one of the most amazing people in the industry, a 2023 Toy Hall of Fame inductee, Mary Cousin, about Shy-Tag. And it's now 21 years old, which is truly mind-boggling. Mary, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me, Chris and Richard. This is really exciting.
Well, we're so happy to talk to you. Why don't you start out giving us a little bit about Shy-Tag, about its history, because as you said earlier, it's now old enough to drink, and in this industry, drinking matters.
That it does. That it does. That's funny. Love this. So I was in a lot of different industries prior to joining the toy industry, and when I found this industry as an inventor, I started as an inventor, I fell in love with everybody in this industry, and I knew this is where I belonged. It took me a long time to get here, but I just love this industry. So I started as an inventor, as I said, and I started helping other inventors. And then I started going around to the shows all over the world, which was great to meet, you know, our colleagues overseas. And then I went to a show in Germany called Essen, and it was a family show, and there were kids playing on the floor and families. It was crazy amazing, and we didn't have that in the States. Not a family-focused event. And so I thought, well, I can do that. And I came back and I rented all of Navy Pier, you know, the whole convention hall. Crazy thing. The biggest thing I'd ever put on prior to that was our block party. And so I just went for it. And we were on Labor Day weekend, and we learned a lot over the years. And we added a lot of events, you know, the inventor conferences, Play Chic, the Young Inventor Challenge, the Taggy Awards, and it's just been a great, I want to say a great ride, but it's just been, it's just getting to meet everybody and bring them together. That's what our special sauce is bringing everyone together. And I love what I do.
And you did an interview with Richard last year on the occasion of the 20th anniversary where you said you have an MBA, but that hasn't helped you that much in the toy industry. What was it like diving feet first into this business all those years ago?
Yeah, that's true. You learn to, you know, get past the word no. You hear no like a lot, right? Like, no, I don't want your product, or no, I don't. Yeah. But, you know, sometimes you can get around that no, right? There was once a PlayCon where there was a speaker, I forget his name, a producer, where he said, you got to turn that no into an on, you got to be on and really kind of go for it. And you know, when you have a passion, people feel it, they can tell, and they know that you'll do right by them. And we relied on that. And that's what how we built our business. And that was win-wins. And I want to give back. I'm thrilled that I found this industry and I want to help it grow.
One of the things I've always said about no, especially in my days in the PR world, is if nobody said no to you today, you're not working hard enough. It's always been one of my things. One of the elements of Shy-Tag this year is the Young Inventors Challenge. And this is so important because something Richard and I talk about all the time is how are we going to get more young people aware that this is a business and then want to be part of it. Tell us a little bit about the Inventors Challenge, what's up this year, and how it's affected kids as a result of working on it.
So I love the Young Inventor Challenge. I love these kids. When my daughter was in the fourth grade, she invented a card game. And I saw the whole process with the kids and the light in their eyes, right? Like inventing something. And we actually produced it and sold her card game. And I thought, well, we have to bring this to more kids, right? And we have the fair. And so what better, you know, venue or, you know, way to get more kids in? And so we started reaching out to schools and they loved it. Some teachers put it in their curriculum, and kids that come from the schools where it's part of the curriculum, they can present on television like you would never believe, because they're being taught how to present, they do these giant poster boards that show their journey creating the product. And we've had almost a dozen kids get licensed. I mean, literally in shelves and Target and beyond. We figure at least $20 million has been generated for the toy industry from these kids. And some of these kids have gone on to work in the toy industry and they got older, like Nick Messler, for example. He was a two-time winner when he was a teenager, and he ended up working as Spin Master. And Anton even personally mentored him when he was at Spin Master. He's sort of our poster child of success, others, but, and he's also raised money for the Young Inventor Challenge after that because he loved it and he said it changed his life. That's what you want. Like, you want to bring these people, these smart people into our industry, smart, creative people.
And Mary, this is not just a US-based event. This is, like the toy industry, this is becoming a global event. What's that about?
Yes, it is. We're really very excited, especially for this year. We have expanded to having camps, young inventor camps all over the country and in Canada and beyond. So it's a year-round program now. We're reaching this past summer, 8,000 kids. And then this November is becoming the international challenge. And we have 9 schools from Mexico coming. And we're working with countries around the world. Like just yesterday, I was talking to a group in Italy. They're going to be having kids participate remotely. So we're super excited for this year to have expanded like we have.
Richard has a question, which I think is very apt. Like many shows or events, things have not always gone smoothly with Shy Tag, yet it is bigger than ever. And he's always interested in what the personal journey of someone involved in that is, because he says you have a resilience that's remarkable. Is that sort of stamina something you were born with, or is it something you developed in your career?
Wow, that's a great question. I think probably a little of both, right? My mom was very tough, and she liked to invent. It was kind of funny. She was a tinker, if you will. But I think she instilled that in us, that you just don't give up. There's going to be a way to make it work. So when we started Shy Tag, we started on Labor Day weekend at Navy Pier, where they have these giant crowds, and we had a lot of people, but they weren't the right people, right? They were just like, I guess they called them looky-loos back then. when we moved to right before the holidays, we hit our spot, right? Like, then we got the families to come, the media to come, teachers, scouts. It's like everybody is coming together to play, celebrate, play, and meet inventors, meet the companies, and hear from them directly about their products, which is really awesome because they don't get to do that when they go shopping, right? Like, they want to know more about the products. They get to meet the people behind the products. And in today's world, you always want to know like more about what you're buying, right? Like, it's an important piece of purchasing today. And then this year we've changed it again. So we moved from the beginning. We used to always be the weekend before Thanksgiving, but this year we are kicking off the holidays at the start of November. And the reason we're doing this is we got a lot of feedback from our attendees from the fair and our exhibitors, over 2,000 responses actually, asking us to start earlier in November. The families want to make up their wish lists. They want more of a runway. Exhibitors want to celebrate the holidays with their families, which is makes total sense. And so we are, and media wants to know earlier, like what's hot, what's going on. And so the first weekend of November is perfect. It's right after Halloween. And really the response has been fabulous.
And the timing does seem perfect because we've been talking to a lot of producers, and that is the time of year when they're waking up really to the power of toys and play. The consumer event is that first weekend of November, November 4th and 5th. But before that, you're doing a conference with toy inventors. And this is something that I think is so amazing because the way the toy industry is structured right now, there are very few opportunities for people to get together and share information and learn from one another. What can we expect at this at the Inventor Conference?
Oh, we love the Inventor Conference. So we have 4 tracks. We have a pro track, and our benchmark for the pro track is if you've had 3 licenses, you can get into the pro track. Otherwise, we have a new inventor track, a design student. We bring in a lot of college kids who want to learn more about the industry, and they do. And what's become interesting, it's become more of a community over time where the pro-inventors and the companies really do mentor the new inventors that come, and they all do share information. There was a time when Hasbro and Mattel thought they couldn't be in the same room with inventors, right? And that's not, and now it's opposite. They've actually presented together at our conferences, which is really, it's really evolved nicely in the inventor community. And so they get to hear from, well, interesting, what they get to hear is this year, we have Andrew Perlmutter from Funko, the president of Funko, kicking it off with Michelle Thaler, Dr. Michelle Thaler, who was the astronaut that you heard talking about the James Webb telescope last year. She spoke maybe 10 years ago at our conferences, and people were blown away. She talked about how astronauts plant toys on planets, like on the moon. And she showed us desks where there were toys on the desk. This is really just, it's awesome. And we have other great speakers, really out of the box speaking. We have so many panels from over the pandemic, like 50 some panels that we had, that we feel we have a base right there. If people really want to learn about the basics of PR, let's say, or the basics of pitching. So we have really out of the box sort of chats about, like we have Amazon talking about innovation. We've got Bob Fuhrer and Dezo talking about working in Japan. So very different panels this year, which is exciting. And then, of course, if you're part of the conference, you go to the Taggy Awards, and everybody is welcome to the Taggy Awards. And Tim Kilpin is giving the keynote this year, and we're honoring Jill Barad and Ruben Terzian. You know, it's Barbie's year. We should honor Jill. Jill is the one who made Barbie the You Can Be Anything Barbie. Right. That was her idea.
Jill basically saved Barbie. Jill and John Ammerman, they really saved Barbie at a time when the cycle was moving away from that kind of play. One of the things Richard asks, and he's always looking out for you, Mary. He says, it used to seem like you did all the work on your own. Shytag has grown exponentially and is bigger than ever. So have you finally gotten some help?
I did get some help. Yes, for sure. And we have a really fabulous advisory board. They're a working board. And we've got committees. We really formed strong committees, like the Young Inventor Challenge has one, the Taggies has one. And these people really care about the events, the people that are part of those committees. And yes, I do have a lot of contract employees at this point. So we had to, right? Like,
sure.
I really do need, I need to sleep some hours. And, you know, I'd like to love to mention another big change since you talked about reimagination and how we can pivot
right
with the best of them. So we used to have an event called Play Chic, which was in the evening. And it was just, it was all inspired by fashion, right? Fashion inspired by toys. The Moshi Monster look got into Italian Vogue and London Fashion Week and the cover of the International New York Times. But this year, we're bringing it back as our influencer event at the fair with the, you know, with TikTok and, you know, it's much more visual now in social media. So we now have Play Chic as part of our fair events, and we're very, very excited about that.
You mentioned TikTok and social media, and that's really come into its own since you started this. How are you able to leverage that in a way to engage more people and have them involved?
Yeah, that's a great question. Also, so when we started, you know, back in 2003, all you needed really was some television shows and a couple of ads, right? Like it was not like it is today. So what we do is we make our exhibitors, or we ask our exhibitors to be partners, and we give them like coupon codes that they can share with their social media following for, you know, $2-3 off, 50% off, you know, whatever. It works, and it brings a lot of people. We've also partnered with the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. There's 47,000 plus Girl Scouts in the Chicagoland area and adjoining states. And they've always come out big time. And, you know, it's about building partnerships with as many people as you can, right, to build your event. It takes a village.
Right. And I know that there is a game design badge now for the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. So it's something that has really filtered down into the mainstream.
Exactly. Yeah, they're very excited about that. A lot of them actually participate in our Young Inventor Challenge.
So here we are coming into the fourth quarter, the make or break time, or the hard eight, starting November 1 or around November 1, as people call it. Are you seeing specific trends in the market specifically related to games right now? You know, one of the things I'm seeing is a growth of card games and a growth of games like those from Exploding Kittens. We're also seeing more intergenerational play among games, and it's not just parents trying not to win by luck at Candyland. It's games that really engage the entire family. So that's one of the trends I'm seeing. Are you seeing anything like that?
Yes, I've definitely seen trends like that, but I've also seen a big trend into education, like schools using more toys and games in the classroom. We have a Play and Education conference at the fair and a newsletter that goes out, and the people are getting much more interested in that. In fact, we're building a toy and game finder on our People of Play website for teachers. We had one a long time ago that teachers used, but they want to be able to plug in fourth grade science, you know, sixth grade English, like what games help build student skills that way. Because they said, especially coming out of the pandemic, a lot of kids lost those social skills.
Oh, yeah.
So they're, yeah, big time, right? And so they're using games to have kids reconnect with one another.
That's wonderful. I've talked about this before, but in the early summer, I was talking to a lot of first and second grade teachers, and they were talking about how their job has changed because the socialization that was supposed to happen in preschool and kindergarten hasn't happened. So they're facing new challenges that they didn't always face as a first or second grade teacher. And games really are an incredible way to get kids interacting with one another.
100%.
So I'm going to be at Chi-Tag personally for the first time in quite a few years, and I'm excited. I'm really excited. What am I going to see there, and what's everybody else going to see?
They're going to see a lot this year. For sure. It's very interactive, right? Immersive, interactive. We're going to have, of course, the Young Inventor Challenge is part of the fair. You've got to come and see these kids. They're just amazing. And I talked about Play Chic earlier. That's part of the fair as well. So it's open for everybody to watch all these great designs on the runway. Astra is going to have a retailer lounge on the floor because there are more retailers coming because of our change in time. But then we're also going to have like a big giant gel blaster activation. Last year, it was crazy. Like when they had a line going out the door for the gel blaster last year. It was nuts. And Tomy they're debuting a couple of games. They have at least two booths, I believe. And there's characters walking around. We have VR experience. The Sheepmobile's coming from Catan. We have giant Jenga. There's a big open game playing area. It's Star Wars characters. Oh, gosh, it's hard to remember everything. There's so much. There's Girl Scouts are having all sorts of activations in their area, as is Happy Camper Live. So we worked with Happy Camper over the summer with the camps, and they're bringing the camper experience to the fair, which would be very exciting. There's just a lot going on, and we're in a great location. We've moved to Rosemont. People didn't want to go downtown anymore for a lot of reasons. So we've moved out to Rosemont, where it's less expensive for people to park, which means they'll spend more on things in the fair and stay longer. So this is great.
And it's one stop on the blue line from O'Hare.
right. Oh, even better.
Even,
you know what, Chris? You won't even believe this. They have free shuttles from O'Hare.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable. Yeah. They Rosemont's very different. It's like they get together every morning and huddle and say, all right, let's be nice to everybody today. What can we do for our people? It's really a whole different thing I've experienced in the past, right, at different venues.
So I want to go back to one thing, because Richard brought up a very good question. This is about the inventor camps, and you're running inventor camps for kids all over the globe. How do you manage something that is so spread out? And are there some best practices that companies who want to engage kids in their own way could follow that you're making work?
Oh, yeah, that's actually a fabulous question. Thank you for asking that. So we have so many different materials on our website, on the Young Inventor Challenge section of our Chi-Tag website, where companies can run a Young Inventor Challenge. Stores, like our Astra stores, are running Young Inventor Challenges all around the country. The camps can. In fact, the camps, Happy Camper Alive, they modified it perfectly for camps. So we have it for schools, for the Astro retailers, for camps, for companies. Anyone can use the materials and we will help them. We are there to provide more resources, answer questions, but they can prep the kids to join us in November.
And something of this magnitude wouldn't happen without great sponsors. I know you can't do this without that. Who are some of your sponsors this year and how have they helped you?
You cannot run events without sponsors. There would be no events without sponsors. So we really appreciate Disney. In fact, we're doing a secret activation at the Taggy Awards with Disney that we can't tell you about. You have to be there to see it. But it's going to go viral. We just know it's going to go viral. So I hope everybody can be there. Disney is our big presenting sponsor this year there. But Mattel's support over all of our events over the years. I mean, Richard Dixon used to do videos for the Young Inventors. Like, literally, during the pandemic, unshaven, with his phone, you could tell. He would do these videos, and the PR team would say, don't show those in public. They're just for your kids, you know, like... That was amazing. Like, Mattel's support over the years has been fabulous. And Hasbro, of course, and Spin Master. Leslie Scott, who invented Jenga, she has been enormous, really, truly, a mentor and a sponsor. And Crazy Errands, I mean, the list goes on. We could not do this without them.
So, Mary, we're going to ask you the question we're asking every guest on season 5 of the Playground Podcast. And I know this is going to be a long list. Who is the person or people who have most influenced and inspired you as you've developed this incredible program?
Oh, so many. There are so many people, right? It's crazy. Well, first at the top of the list is Alan Hassenfeld. He has been an incredible mentor and supporter over the years. I've learned a lot from him. Gene Murtha, for the last few years, he's a member of SCORE, and he's been advising us in so many different ways. I appreciate him. And Michael Koner, he's provided a lot of history for us to understand and really create events that help different people in the industry. Bob Feuer, who's become a really close friend and somebody I can bounce ideas off, even at midnight. I'm the only woman. Judy, his wife, says, I am the only woman who can talk to him after 10 p.m., which is a lot of fun, right? Peggy Brown, an inventor, she invents across housewares, toys, games, books, everything. But what I really appreciate about her is she tells you like it is. You need people around you who tell it like it is, right? Tim Walsh, you know, he's helped us start events. He's promoted us. He's been very helpful. And... well, a lot of inventors, I mean, really, we started the events, you know, beta testing things with inventors, right? So I appreciate all of them for helping us reach the rest of the industry.
It's a list that goes on and on. And any of us who've been in the toy industry for any time would have a list that long and much longer. We are so excited about being there this year. I think one of the things that you've done that has been lacking in the toy industry is you have recreated a community around the industry, which was huge in the early days when I was young and starting out, and there were icons in the industry like Alan Hassenfeld, like Neil Friedman, like all of these people. And now you're on to the next generation with people like Tim Kilpin. So, Mary Cousin, thank you so much for spending the time with us. You are amazing.
Well, thank you. You're amazing, too. You bring everything together. So I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. So this is the Playground Podcast with me, Chris Byrne, my co-host and cohort on the keys, Richard Gottlieb. We are brought to you by Global Toy Experts, The Toy Guy, and Beacon Media Group. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.